All right, so let's take a look at these garden advice offers. They've got some pretty interesting plant options this time around.
Yeah, it looks like they're really catering to a variety of needs this time. You've got your hedging options, flowering climbers, and even some plants for winter interest.
Definitely a good mix there. And speaking of needs, I think a lot of gardeners are always looking for ways to add some privacy and wind protection to their gardens.
For sure. And that's where that Grisalinia literalis offer really caught my eye. 10 plants at 1.6 meters tall. Talk about instant gratification.
Right. I mean, that's not just a hedge, it's like a privacy screen right out of the box. You wouldn't have to wait years for it to fill in.
Exactly. And they're evergreen too.
Yeah.
So you get that year-round impact with those beautiful, glossy lime green leaves.
Okay, so we've got the privacy aspect covered, but what about practicality? Are these plants actually easy to care for?
Well, Grisalinia literalis is known for being pretty low maintenance. They're hardy and even salt tolerant, so they can handle a bit of wind and coastal conditions.
Oh, that's good to know. Because I know a lot of gardeners struggle with finding plants that can withstand those harsh coastal environments.
Yeah, for sure. And did you see that they mentioned these plants establish quickly too? So you're not going to be waiting forever to see results.
That's a huge plus. I feel like so much of gardening is about delayed gratification, but with these, it's like you get the best of both worlds, instant impact, and a plant that's not going to be super demanding.
It's a win-win for sure. And speaking of instant gratification, let's move on to something that's sure to add some wow factor to any garden, wisteria.
Oh, yeah. The Wisteria Duo. I'm already imagining those beautiful cascading blooms and that incredible fragrance.
It's hard not to be captivated by wisteria, right? They've got one with elegant white blooms and another with classic lavender blue. It's like a match made in heaven.
I love that they're offering a white variety, not something you see every day.
It's definitely unique.
Yeah.
And it would look stunning against a brick wall or even climbing up a pergola. Imagine that.
Oh, I can see it now. Just a sea of delicate white blossoms. And I'm curious about this single stem thing. What does that even mean in this context?
Ah, so it means they've already been trained to grow as a single upright trunk, which makes them much easier to train up a structure.
So it's like they've done the hard part for you. That's a relief. Because I know training wisteria can be a bit of a challenge.
It definitely can be.
Yeah.
But with these single stem plants, you can basically just point them in the right direction and they'll do the rest.
That's amazing. And they're 1.8 meters tall already, so you wouldn't be starting from scratch.
Exactly. You're getting a good head start.
Yeah.
And here's the best part. They're guaranteeing flowering, which means you won't be waiting years for those first blooms.
Okay, now that's impressive. They must be pretty confident in the quality of these plants to offer that kind of guarantee.
They definitely seem to be. And you know what else caught my eye? They're saying these wisteria can also be grown as standalone features, not just climbers.
Oh, really? So you could almost treat them like a small tree.
Exactly. You can shape them into an elegant weeping form or even train them as a standard with a rounded canopy. It really opens up the possibilities.
That's so cool. It's like you're getting multiple plants in one with so many different ways to use them.
It's a testament to the versatility of wisteria, really. They're not just for covering walls and pergolas anymore. It's all about creativity and finding unique ways to showcase their beauty.
I love that. And you know what? Speaking of showcasing beauty, I think it's time to move on to that cornice collection.
Ah, yes, the winter wonders. They've really outdone themselves with this one. A mix of three different varieties, each with its own unique appeal.
Yeah, and when you think about winter gardens, people often focus on evergreens or interesting bark. But these cornice stems bring a whole new level of vibrancy.
Right. It's like a burst of color when everything else is dormant. And the best part is they don't require any special care.
That's always a plus, especially in the winter when you don't really want to be spending hours outside gardening.
Exactly. So they've got Midwinter Fire with its fiery orange and red stems. Then there's Flevirmia, which brings a bright pop of yellow. And to top it off, they've included Elegantissima, which has red stems and variegated foliage.
Okay, so it's not just about stem color either. You're getting some foliage interest too with that Elegantissima variety.
It's like they've thought of everything. It's
Yeah.
all about layering those different textures and colors to create a truly dynamic display.
And can you imagine those stems covered in frost or snow? It would be magical.
Like something out of a winter wonderland, and they'd look incredible against a backdrop of evergreens, or even just a plain white wall.
Okay, so we've got instant privacy with the Grisalinia literalis romantic blooms and fragrance with the Wisteria Duo. And then a fiery winter spectacle with the cornice collection. What more could you ask for?
It's a pretty impressive lineup, I have to say. They've really curated a collection that caters to a wide range of gardening needs and desires.
And you know what strikes me? All three of these offers seem to focus on that low-maintenance, high-impact approach, which is perfect for the modern gardener who wants to enjoy their space without being a slave to it.
Couldn't agree more. It's all about finding that balance between beauty and practicality. And I think these plants definitely hit that sweet spot.
It's amazing though, isn't it? Like when you step back and look at these offers as a whole, like you could really use these plants to create a layered and dynamic garden. You know what I mean?
Well, absolutely. It's not just about individual plants. It's about how they work together.
Yeah.
How they complement each other.
Exactly. Like imagine that Grisalinia hedge, not just as a barrier, but as a backdrop for something else.
Oh, that's a great point.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could definitely use it to frame a view.
Or
maybe even highlight some other plants in front of it.
And that's where I think the wisteria comes in. Like, can you imagine those cascading blooms with that dark green foliage as a backdrop?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that would be stunning.
Yeah.
Especially with the two different colors of wisteria. You could create some really interesting contrast.
I'm picturing the white wisteria trained along a pergola with the Grisalinia hedge behind it. And maybe even a few pops of that midwinter fire cornice for a touch of drama.
See, now you're thinking like a garden designer. It's all about layering those different heights and textures.
And colors, too.
Yeah.
Right. You've got the cool greens and whites and then those fiery reds and oranges from the cornice. It's like a symphony of color.
And let's not forget about the fragrance of the wisteria. That would just add another layer of sensory delight.
Okay. You're really painting a picture here. I can practically smell it now.
It's all about creating an experience, right? Not just a visual display.
Absolutely. And the best part is because all of these plants are relatively low maintenance, you can actually enjoy the experience without constantly being tied to chores.
That's key, right? Gardening should be a source of joy, not a burden.
Couldn't agree more. But you know what else I'm thinking about? The element of time.
Yeah.
Like, how do these plants evolve throughout the year? How do we ensure there's something to enjoy in every season?
Oh, that's a fantastic point. We've talked about the year-round impact of the Grisalinia, the spring and summer beauty of the wisteria, and the winter interest of the cornice. But what about those transitional periods?
Exactly. Like, how do we bridge the gap between seasons?
Well, I think incorporating other plants that peak at different times of the year would be key.
Like maybe some early spring bulbs to complement the wisteria?
Oh, that's a great idea. Or some late-blooming perennials to extend the season even further.
So it's like creating a tapestry of bloom and foliage, ensuring there's always something to capture the eye.
And to delight the senses, too. Remember, we're not just appealing to the visual sense here.
Right. We want to create a garden that engages all of our senses.
Exactly. A garden that makes you feel alive and connected to nature.
I love that. But let's not forget about those practical considerations, too.
Oh, right. Of course. Like what?
Well, we've talked about low maintenance, but what about things like soil type, sunlight, and even the size of the garden? Do these plants have any specific requirements?
Ah, yes. The nitty-gritty details. Well, Grisalinia, for example, prefers a well-drained soil and can tolerate full sun to partial shade.
And what about the wisteria? I'm assuming they need a good amount of sunshine to produce those amazing blooms.
You're absolutely right. Full sun to part shade is ideal for wisteria. And they prefer a moist, well-drained soil as well.
So maybe planting it near a pergola or a strong wall is a good idea.
Exactly. Something sturdy to support those vigorous vines. And don't forget about pruning. Regular pruning will help to keep your wisteria in check and encourage even more of those stunning blooms.
Now, when it comes to the cornice, I'm assuming they're a bit more tolerant of shade since we're primarily appreciating their stem color in winter when there's less sunlight.
You are spot on. Cornices are quite adaptable when it comes to sunlight, tolerating full sun to partial shade. They do prefer moist, well-drained soil, though.
So it seems like good soil drainage is a common thread here. That's definitely something to keep in mind when planning your garden.
For sure. And it's worth noting that each of these plants has its own unique growth habit, too.
In what way?
Well, the Grisalinia literalis will form a dense upright hedge. The wisteria will climb and spread. And the cornice will grow as multi-stemmed shrubs.
So it's not just about choosing the plants you like. It's about understanding how they'll grow and interact with each other and the surrounding space.
Precisely. Yeah. And that's where a bit of research and planning can really pay off.
Like taking the time to observe your garden and see what conditions you're actually working with.
Exactly. You want to make sure you're choosing plants that will thrive in your particular environment.
It's all about creating a harmonious relationship between the plants and the surrounding environment, right?
Absolutely. And I think that's what makes gardening so rewarding. It's about working with nature, not against it.
I couldn't agree more. It's a beautiful thing when you can create a space where both humans and nature can coexist and flourish.
It truly is. It's a constant reminder that we're all part of something bigger than ourselves.
It's funny, you know, we've been talking about creating this harmonious garden and all these different elements, but I just realized we've mainly focused on what we can see.
Yeah, it's easy to get caught up in the visuals, right? The colors, the textures, the overall design.
Exactly, but a truly immersive garden, it should engage all of our senses, right?
Oh, for sure. It's about creating an experience that goes beyond just looking at pretty plants. It's about tapping into those other senses. Smell, sound, touch, even.
Yeah. Like, imagine walking through your garden. The sun is warm on your skin. There's a gentle breeze rustling the leaves. And you're surrounded by the scent of wisteria.
Oh, yeah. And maybe you hear the sound of birds singing in the Juzalinia hedge, or the gentle hum of bees buzzing around the wisteria blooms.
It's like creating a little world of your own, a sensory oasis.
And the best part is you don't have to travel far to experience it. It's right there in your own backyard.
Exactly. So as we're exploring these garden advice offers, I think it's important to think beyond just the visual impact.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Consider how those plants will engage all of your senses, how they'll make you feel when you're in the garden.
Exactly. And thinking about you, what speaks to you the most from these offers? Is it that instant impact of the Grisalinia hedge? Or maybe the romantic allure of the wisteria?
That's a tough one. They all have their own unique appeal. But I think for me, it's the combination of the three. Like how they can work together to create a multi-layered experience.
I see what you mean. Like, it's not just about choosing one or the other. It's about finding ways to weave them all together.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I love about gardening. It's a creative process. You get to experiment and play with different elements to create something truly unique and personal.
Well said. And with these garden advice offers as a starting point, I think the possibilities are endless.
They really are. So I encourage all our listeners out there to think beyond the individual plants and envision the big picture.
What kind of garden experience do you want to create? What senses do you want to engage?
Once you have a vision in mind, then you can start to piece together the elements, the plants, the hardscaping, the little details.
Your garden is your canvas. So go out there and create something extraordinary.